Hello, Eugene Springfield, News Talk 590 KUGN. Happy spring, 64. How's your hay fever? How's your hay fever there, Jeff?
That's great.
Is it? Why don't you pull that bad boy right there? There you go. No problem. This is Wednesday. What's up? Give me a big what's up.
What's up, Eugene?
What up? It's our time to get caught up with what's shaking and what's happening with the city of Eugene. And the guy who handles our parking situation, Jeff Petrie, right?
Petrie, yep.
Petrie, gotcha.
Unless you're mad at me, it's Petrie.
And then, okay.
Just like my coaches.
You've been at this now for 16 years.
A long time, yep.
Okay, so real quick, the story about how you don't drive, you've never driven to work.
Occasionally. So I'm a daily bike rider, about 6-7 miles round trip. And I was biking in this morning along this beautiful river, along the downtown core here. Beautiful warm moon out this morning, so I encourage you all to get out and bike and walk to work today.
Absolutely. Now, you say you use some of that bike ride time to decompress a little bit and do some serious critical
Absolutely.
Thinking.
Absolutely. Got about a 3-mile commute one way, and the first mile is burning off that stress. Second mile is creative inspiration thinking. The last mile is let's just get on to the day.
And what program did you lose money on? I'm sorry. I got it.
No. Transportation savings account. You can tuck a little money away from your paycheck and whatever. I realized last year is I did not spend enough money parking. And so the City of Eugene's parking manager lost money in his transportation savings account.
Well done.
Yeah, thank
you. Way to go. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so let's get to the nuts and bolts of it. We have a growing community here. We got a lot of people that want to call Eugene home. And that means more people, more vehicles. And the biggest parking challenge is...
finding a parking space.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So it's our community is growing. It's vibrant. People are moving here. Jobs are being created. We also have a great outdoor lifestyle. And so we people want to find a parking space, but that parking space could be for cars, bikes, people, scooters, Arkimoto, all kinds of various ways to park. And my job is to have meet great people every day and have good conversations. Sometimes it's over a parking meter or a ticket. But we're just trying to figure out how to get people to and from work, how to get them to play downtown, and just enjoy Eugene, Oregon.
We want to attract business downtown. There's no question about that. But with that, the need for more parking spots. So it must be just an incredible challenge to find that balance.
It's an incredible challenge. I think the biggest lowest hanging fruit we can work with is to work directly with the businesses downtown to find that optimal solution. Building a parking garage is very expensive. It takes time. It takes land. It takes concrete. And we have a lot of low-hanging fruit. Maybe there's a small portion of employees that would get on our park and ride program. Maybe there's a small use our bike share program. Maybe there's some other efficiencies we can squeeze out of the system before we start having those harder conversations.
A lot of people have always said, why not build a big parking structure? Easier said than done, right?
Right. So show me the spot, show me the land, show me the money.
Exactly.
It's and we have some core values around the city of Eugene. Why we can probably go around this room and talk about why we live in Eugene and why we moved here. And building a parking structure may be a solution down the road. We just want to make sure that we are efficient with our uses. So if you look downtown, there are a lot of surface lots, privately owned surface lots. Maybe there's ways we can partner with the private sector to create some permits in those parking locations. Maybe there's different ways that we can use. Right now, we're getting these ideas of micro transit. And so a little working with LTD about some downtown shuttles. And maybe there's some places that we can go a little bit outside. So if people are patient and willing to take a little bit more time to get to work, we can, put a coffee stand there, put an on-demand micro app shuttle there and just help you commute in, put a bike share. The term, the industry term is mobility stations, mobility hubs. And so we want to put you in a place that you have a lot of choices. So today, happy warm moon day today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And today would be a great day if we had a mobility hub downtown that maybe you might grab a bike share, maybe you might walk, maybe you might take some other way to get to downtown.
So what happens to the butterfly lot? Don't know. We have a little clearer picture about the empty City Hall lot. We have to talk about the E-Web redevelopment.
Yep.
Okay, and then you've got the expansion at Fifth Street Public Market. With all that said, we have too much going on all at the same time?
Definitely not. We want to see some big cranes.
Oh,
downtown.
You want more?
We want more big cranes. Okay. So we'll figure this out. You're right. So we have Fifth Street District Market is growing. We have the development site, this beautiful property. As we host the World Championships in 2021, the question is, what is our space needle that Seattle has? And then looking out in this river, that we have a beautiful space needle out there, and you get a great view out here. And so as we grow to the river, we have to figure out ways to help people get around. And it may not be the traditional build a big parking garage and block the side of the river. There are other options that we have that we'll explore in the next 6 months, next 2 years.
Super. Hey, listen, next time you see Jeff on his bike, make sure you wave hello and have a good day and whatnot. It's great to meet you.
Yep, thank you.
Please come back and do this again.
Thank you, Dennis.
And keep smiling.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
I love it. It's What's Up Wednesday here on KUGN News Talk 590.